Good day. Pastor Tim Carson, Catanier, Christian Center, Shreveport, daily podcast. We're releasing a prophetic word the Lord gave us out of Proverbs 8:33 this week. Heed his instruction. Be wise. Do not neglect it. And so today we're building on the importance of obeying his prophetic word. And now we're going to talk about how that releases his lordship over your life, which means his full protection.
Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer.
We're going to rely on that power today and in the days ahead with the coming storms and difficulties. That power is going to help us make it through. Well, it's Thursday, 17th day, August 2023. I pray these are encouraging words to you. We've released this prophetic dream starting on Monday. We've been building on it, giving you instruction. I'm just sowing in biblically, spiritually, conceptually, into how to walk out a direct word from the Lord. Now, I'm getting a lot out of this as well. The reiteration of it, the refocusing on it helps me, and it's going to help you too if you do this. I tell you, God honors when you go after a word like this. Not just this one, any word over your life, because we're really also talking about your own prophetic words, heeding instruction of your own words. And yesterday we laid out, if we want God's best, we're going to have to do this. Do not settle for anything less than his best, okay? Don't go down any other road, and I think that's the key. And I gave you some guidance there. One, you want his best. Number two, you focus on him. Don't take your eyes off of him. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. Meditate on his word. And the prophetic words that he's given you, because that's going to be the key to your success, your blessing, your abundance. Then also make friends with the Holy Spirit. It's a person. It's not an entity. It's not some abstract thing. It is a person, the person of the Holy Spirit. He is the administrator of everything that God's doing because he came back on earth. Jesus said, I must leave so that he can come. So he is here and makes us mature. And then the last thing is we must learn to hear and obey or understand his voice. Why is he doing this? And I left you yesterday out of Exodus 15:26, where Moses was speaking to the children of Israel, and he told them, if you diligently heed, there's that word, Shema, the voice of the Lord, that instruction, just like it says in Proverbs 8:33. And that Hebrew word there, if hearing, you hear the voice of the Lord your God, that's, and it's emphatic. If you listen with the most tremendous care to the voice of the Lord God, and then you do what is right in his sight and give ear to that and all that he's asking you to do, none of the diseases, none of the battles that others are having to go through will come upon you, because he'll heal you. He'll heal any problem in your life. That's why we touched Isaiah 53. We talked about that earlier this week, Tuesday, when I was given the word from my friend Benny Friedman. From Jerusalem. And I want you to go from this point on. So God offers to be our personal physician, our healer. By his stripes, by his bruises, we are healed. If you diligently is a key word, listen to the voice or heed that instruction, that you will walk in that. And later in Deuteronomy, Moses reveals that the key to all God's blessing is hearing and obeying the voice of God. Deuteronomy 28 verses 1 and 2 says this: Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of God, or understand, put that context in there, the voice of the Lord your God. And the Hebrew is the same there, hearing, you hear the voice of the Lord your God, just like I said in that other verse, to observe carefully all that he's commanded you, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey or understand the voice of the Lord your God. Twice Moses says the key condition is hearing and obeying the voice of God. And he says, if you do that, all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you. You do not need to pursue the blessings. The blessings will come after you if you cultivate this thing of hearing God's voice. And on the other hand, that same chapter 28, we know this as well. Y'all know where I'm headed. In verse 15, he warns, if you fail to hear the voice of the Lord your God, it will be an exact opposite. Instead of blessings, it will be curses. Verse 15, it says, but it will come to pass if you do not obey or understand, right, the voice of the Lord your God, to observe it carefully, all his commandments and his statutes I command you today, then all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. So failure to hear, Shema, and obey, understand, the voice of the Lord brings upon us all the curses. Remember he said, heed my instructions and be wise. It is foolishness to not listen to the voice of God and then obey what he tells you to do. It's foolish. Hearing and obeying brings the blessings. That's the difference between being blessed and being cursed. It's either hearing and obeying or failing to hear, obey the voice of God. Now, there's grace when you didn't hear it clearly or you didn't understand what he's saying. That's why I say obedience is understanding. If you don't understand, keep seeking. Well, Lord, why are you asking me to do this? Why are you asking me to quit my job? Why are you asking me to take this job? Why are you asking me not to be with this person? Or why not be here? You understand? And in Jeremiah chapter 7, 22 and 23, the Lord lays down the key condition for being his people. He says to Israel, I did not speak to your fathers or command them in the day that I brought them out. Out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices, but this is what I commanded them. Obey my voice and I will be your God and you shall be my people. So God says that his ways, his ordinances, the law relating to the temple at that time, the priesthood, the sacrifices are secondary. He said, the first thing I require of you when I brought you out of Egypt was not sacrificial offering or some legal requirement, but I required you hear my voice. That's not legalism. You're being religious, brother. I am not. What kind of relation? Be married to this person, but never talk to him. If you have to talk to your wife, you talk to your husband, you're being a legalist. No, that's what relationship's about. So by implication, he's saying this, the sacrifices are good if they proceed out of hearing the voice of God. But if they are merely offer sacrifices without hearing the voice of God, that does not qualify you to be his people, under him. You will be my people, he said, if you hear my voice. If we are just blindly obeying, and we're doing it out of a legalism mindset, then we're not in relationship and he won't be our God. Yeah, I'm not saying you won't be saved. I'm just telling you, you won't experience what it means to be his people. It doesn't change in the New Testament. In the New Testament, the condition for belonging to Jesus Christ is just the same. Jesus states it very simply in John 10, verse 27. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Personal relationship. My sheep. They are the people of Jesus. They're not denominational people, whether it be Baptists, Catholics, whatever. The people that belong to Jesus are the people who hear his voice and follow him. And if they don't hear his voice, you cannot follow him. That's the mark of a true people, hearing his voice. And right now, the warning is the difficulties that are coming. Heed my instruction. Heed my voice. Heed what I'm saying to you. Be wise. And if you're wise, if you do this and don't neglect it, you're going to navigate and become victorious in this coming season and the rest of your life, obviously. So the key theme here of hearing God's voice and is very important, and there's some warnings that come to that. You need to cultivate a place in your life that you are prompt to obey. I'm telling you, quickly. And I've learned this the hard way. The longer you wait, the worse it can be. I've shared this story so many times. I don't want to go into it. I had the audible voice of God told me to go home one day, and I did not obey it. I let my flesh, I want to go eat somewhere. I let my flesh control me. And a storm came, a physical storm, like a tornado came, and almost killed me. It blew the windows out of my car because I didn't obey promptly. I want to learn. I've tried to learn to obey that. Now, Abraham is sent forth in the Bible as an example of all who believe that one of the ways in which he was example is that whenever he heard God's voice, he obeyed promptly without delay. In Genesis 22, verse 2, 3, it says, "The Lord said to him, Abraham, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains in which I tell you." So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled the donkey and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac and his son, and so on. There's also passages that talks about when you look at the feast, he tells them, "Come to me on the day and the place I tell you. And if you'll come on the day and the place I tell you, I will bless you. And I'll bless you. I'll bring a harvest to you and everything you put your hands to." See, this is obedience is always followed by a blessing. It's not legalism. God's not trying to make us do something that we would hurt us. It's always for our good. Notice Abraham rose early in the morning the next day, and as soon as it was possible, he set out to obey what he heard God say. And from that observation, the longer you delay to obey God, the harder it becomes. The only easy way to obey God is to obey him promptly the first time he speaks. I've had to learn this the hard way. Don't make it a hard thing for you. And the second warning here is, as we look at a negative example, somebody who delayed and obeyed God's voice, that's Lot's wife, who was willing to come out of Sodom, but she came so slowly that she never made it. She looked back, she turned back, and you know the story, she turned into a pillar of salt. That's one of the shortest verses in the New Testament is this, that Jesus said in Luke 17:32, "Remember Lot's wife." In other words, don't delay to obey. You may never leave it too late. You may leave too late, I should say. So as we do this, it may seem foolish in the eyes of people, but Paul said this, "The foolishness of God is wiser than men. The weakness of God is stronger than men." If you're concerned with what people think is wise, you may miss God. And again, in 1 Corinthians 3:18, he says this, "Let no one deceive you. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. Heed my instruction and be wise." So heeding the instruction of God is where wisdom comes. That's where you get it. Listening to this. Okay, I'm downloading a lot of stuff. I hope this is all you're grasping this. To become truly wise, you have to start by becoming a fool. And a lot of people stumble at that one, right? There's many examples. Noah, right? Builds a ship on dry ground. They never seen rain. That's foolishness. But it's the wisdom of God. Nahum, the captain of Syria, who went down to the River Jordan, exposed his leprous flesh, dipped himself 7 times. How foolish! But he was healed. The man born blind in John chapter 9, whose eyes Jesus took clay and said, "Go and wash in the pool of Siloam." How foolish he must look, groping his way to the pool of Siloam with clay on his eyes, but he was healed. And that is what it looks like. Well, I'm just about out of time today. I hope this has been an encouragement to you. I am trying to lay a foundation for you to be successful and to be victorious and to make it through this difficult season. I've done the best I can these 4 days. I mean, these obviously could be months of teaching on obeying the voice of God. We've taught many people the prophetic, which is, you know, hearing the voice of God, revelation, interpretation, interpreting what he said, application, third part, which is obedience. And if you understand his precepts, you will obey. It'll be natural. It says in Ezekiel that his spirit will cause you to obey his statutes. That's what happens when you've become a friend of the Holy Spirit. Okay, Holy Spirit, you're asking me to do this because you have something great. You have something in store. You want to prosper me and all those people that I touch. You want me to be the head and not the tail. And I don't want to walk under a curse. I want to walk under a blessing. The key thing I'm going to pray for you today is that you have the strength and the courage to obey promptly and quickly. so that you don't have to suffer and those around you don't have to suffer because of your disobedience. I've had my family suffer for my disobedience. Don't do that. As a leader, I can make my whole congregation suffer. So there's a bunch of responsibility. Father, I pray for everybody today that they would obey promptly what you tell them to do. Father, so that they can prosper and not be cursed, but be blessed. I pray for supernatural strength, courage, and boldness to obey the word of the Lord, what's over their life. In the name of Yeshua, amen, amen. God bless you. Come back tomorrow. It's our Supernatural Friday. Have a good day. See you. Well, thanks again for listening here on our platforms, whatever platform you're on, iTunes, whether you're on Facebook, whatever platform you're listening to us on, whatever, Podbean, Apple, thank you. Again, please share with your friends. We want to grow this audience. We want to help people navigate like these prophetic words we give each and every day of how to navigate through the difficult seasons we're in. This is a critical hour in the church, and God wants us to be equipped and not caught off guard by what's happening. And we try to help you through these platforms. Go to our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com, and you can read all about our ministry if you don't know. And also, you can give there on our app. Thanks again for each and every one, and we love you. We'll see you tomorrow.